2GB Motor Talk with David Berthon. The Royal Automobile Club of Australia invites you to consider membership today.
Driving Mazda's first hybrid today, the MX-30 SUV, launched in April, complemented by the release this week of a full electric version. Mazda SUVs have had enormous success, and deservedly so. They represent 65% of their business, many class-leading, like the highly acclaimed CX-30. The MX-30 of similar size is the first of a new breed that will see 10 hybrids by 2025. The MX-30 styling, different, a body with a sloped rear roofline, incorporates front-opening rear doors, or suicide doors, as they're often referred to. First impression, a cramped and compromised SUV shape with difficult rear access via narrow rear doors. The small fixed windows in the rear doors make the rear seat space claustrophobic at best. Children seated low would find the space most uninviting. In short, I can't believe Mazda would consider this to be a good design. The MX-30 Hybrid comes in three front-drive grades from $33,990 to $40,990, all 2-litre, 6-speed automatic paired with a 24-volt mild hybrid system which utilises a small integrated starter generator capturing energy from the vehicle's deceleration which would normally be wasted during braking. It then stores the energy and deploys it to assist engine torque and improve fuel efficiency. Drive Impressions next segment. I'm David Berthon.